Welcome to the Brian Beebe Half Hour Variety Hour. It's really 15 minutes of fun, music, and laughter stretched out into something much, much longer. And now, here's your host, Brian Beebe.
Da-da-da-da, that's entertainment. We're just listening to Baba Bella, Wide World of Wit Radio here just a second ago. Thanks for coming along for the new time, 3 o'clock. Mitch Hank has changed his show to 5 o'clock. He's going to do 2 hours at 5 o'clock every day instead of, I don't know if he got a real job or what, but he can't do the mornings anymore. And so that puts me on at 3, and I hope you're out there. Brian Beebe here. We're brought to you again by Monks at the Wilderness and Monks Bar and Grill all over the state. Sorrento's at the Wilderness in Wisconsin Dells. It's an Italian restaurant where they have music 6 nights a week, and I'm 4 of those, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, around 7 to around 10. It's pretty close to 7 and pretty close to 10, but not always. Mike Brockenveld in the control room running all the stuff, man.
Yeah, checking your live.
I got my fan on me, but it's hot in there with all the equipment. And today we're going to talk about, we've talked about a lot of different things music-wise over the months that I've been doing this. Today we're going to talk about novelty songs, and we're going to get serious about telling some stories and jokes. And some of them will be the real, real classic storytellers' stories, and then some of them will just be the quick one-liners. Like, for example, did you hear about the Siamese twins?
Huh.
One of them turned to the other one and says, "Let's move to England so you can drive for a while." Hey, so, be ready with that, because there are going to be a lot of those today. I almost had a psychic girlfriend, but she left me before we met. There are going to be some quick ones and some stories, but anyway. And novelty songs. I was just thinking maybe I should do a show sometime on my experience at the psychiatric unit of the hospital.
One day.
Not today.
Not today. No.
Okay. And then I might do a show sometime on the old TV themes. I might throw those out today a little bit, one or two here and there, and see if you can identify what TV show these. I'll give you the instrumental version of the TV theme, and you see if you can remember what show it was. How about, I'm going to give you one, a tough one right off the bat. Ready? Da 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 da. It's a tough one, but there it is. And the number to call is 210-1667. If you have a favorite novelty song, or if you think you know what TV show that was from, maybe a quick G-rated joke, you can call in. Otherwise, I will share with you some memories of some novelty songs. And by definition, a novelty song is usually kind of a funny, a quirky, wacky sort of a thing, like Roger Miller wrote a lot of them. Dang me, they ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? Beep, 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 down, that kind of thing. But I would think that you might call the Ballad of the Green Berets, a very serious song, but it's novelty because it's not a typical top 40 love song sort of affair. Another one somebody suggested was The Name Game. Now, it's not a funny song. It's kind of a rhythm singing a rhythm song. You remember that song? But Anna Fofana Fofana Fana Fofana Fee Fi Fofana Anna, a little trick with Nick. And Nick Fofic Fonana Fana Fofic Fee Fi Fofic Fic. The Name Game was a big hit in the 60s, and of course they make fun of it still. But was that a novelty song? I think it was, even though it wasn't particularly funny or serious. And trivia-wise, let's try this one. Do you remember who sang The Name Game? It was a girl, a solo artist, not a group. And 210-1667, if you got any answers for us at all.
Pretty rough ones today.
Yeah, well... But people my age will be more likely to get that. And she had a follow-up hit that had it was called the Clap Song, and the words to the Clap Song must be some Jamaican historical Jamaican thing, because they ended up being in the rap part of Red Red Wine by UB40. It goes, she went, 369, the goose drank wine, the monkey chewed tobacco on the streetcar line, the line broke, the monkey got choked, and they all went to heaven in a little rowboat. Clap, clap. But that part of it before the clap, clap was in the rap and the ending of UB40. Anyway, maybe you don't need to know that. Maybe I know too much about this stuff for my own good. Let's see. How about this? I'm not sure. Yeah. Talking about my former jobs. What was this? I'm going to get my glasses here. Oh, this is kind of an interesting one. It pertains to me. I have this theory that scotch slows down the aging process. It may not be true, but can I take the chance? I'm not sure I can take the chance. Bumper stickers I saw. I'd kill for a Nobel Peace Prize. How about that? Half the people you know are below average. 82.7% of all statistics are made up on the spot. How can you tell when you're out of invisible ink? I don't know. These are little punchy little lines.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I got a lot of wife ones. But families. Most stress is caused by three things: family, money, and family without money. Yeah. Yeah, my wife and I had words, but I didn't get to use mine. I like it. I don't know. How about Charlie Brown? That Charlie Brown, he's a clown. That Charlie Brown, gonna get caught, just you wait and see. Why is everybody always picking on me? How does song could songs like that make it in the charts today? I don't think they could. Alley-oop, oop, 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 alley-oop was a story. That was a song kind of about a caveman. No way could you have a hit with that. The Monster Mash, of course, on Halloween, man. I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. When my monster from the slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the mash. He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
Mm-hmm. And you, if you had written that one song, Mike, you would you'd have your whole life and your kids' lives, and everybody you'd be on Easy Street forever because it made so much
generations,
money. Big hit, and then it keeps coming back, and people keep recording it over and over again, but
spoofed,
it keeps every year.
Yeah.
How about in the 60s, and this song is hung on too, Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs did Woolly Bully! Woolly Bully. We don't know what Woolly Bully is and probably don't want to know. But,
watch it now, watch it now, watch it now.
Watch it, watch it now. Here come, here come. Yeah. Hattie don't hattie, but the things she saw. Two big horns and a one big jaw. Woolly Bully. I tell you what, Mike, if I play that song, I still get people rocking with that, you know. And of course, Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs did another one after that called Red Riding Hood that we gotta try. Somebody's on the phone, but we gotta do Red Riding. Hey there, little Red Riding Hood, you sure are looking good. Remember that one, Mike? You're everything that a big bad wolf could want. Ow!
Yeah, there it is.
Same guy as did my Woolly Bully. Who's on the phone? Yeah?
Annie.
Annie, oh, let me hide my Diet Dew. She's the one that can't take the Diet Dew. Annie, how are you? Hello.
I saw that Diet Dew.
I know.
Somebody get that off of him.
Well, just a minute, quick.
Let me finish it real quick.
No, I got a lot too much to finish. Hi, Annie.
Dump it.
You know,
someone I used to work with sang Little Red Riding Hood to me one time.
Yeah.
Because I wore a red sweatshirt to work with a hood. I was a splicer at the time, so
yeah.
It's pretty funny that you were saying that song.
Annie is a former phone company employee, and she used to actually climb telephone poles for a living for years.
For like 5 years.
Only five years. Is there any other girls? Was there any other girls that climbed the poles, or were you by yourself, or what?
Yes, in the garage there was probably about 35 guys in my garage, and there was four girls, four women.
Yeah,
and I did that just for 5 years of my 31 at the phone company. But to talk about music, what about spiders?
Are you changing the subject already?
Well, I thought we were supposed to talk about novelty songs.
Well, I wanted to talk about you for a second. Annie's.
Okay.
Annie's from.
You're
Pittsburgh.
The boss.
She's from Pittsburgh, but she's
I'm from
but she's not
now.
A
Quit
she's not a,
that.
Yeah, but you're not a Pirates fan or a.
I'm not a big sports person, and Pittsburgh is a very big sports town. We'll just leave it at that.
Steelers.
But I'm in Bradenton now, so.
Bradenton, Florida.
I'm away from.
We love Bradenton, Florida, and Anna Maria Island.
Yeah.
Especially when it's cold and rainy, we love it out there. Then, hey, did you call about a novelty song?
Yes, I said. What about spiders and snakes?
Oh! Gosh, what was his name?
Judd or
no?
Is it Judd something?
No.
Jim.
Jim Stafford, and he was from Sarasota, Annie.
Really?
Yeah, Jim Stafford. He used to play in some bars on St. Herman's Circle there.
That's interesting.
And I don't like spiders and snakes. That ain't what it takes to love me.
Yeah.
Do you want to be?
Yeah,
it was, but could a song like that make it nowadays?
I think so, if it's good enough, sure. Good music is always good music.
Is that good music?
I think so. I think it was clever, and I just like it.
Yeah.
I have it on my iPad.
You have it on your damn iPad.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
But
you have 12 or 15,000 songs on there, don't you?
I have a lot of Roger Miller, too.
Do you really?
Yeah, I heard you mention Roger Miller. Yeah.
Roger Miller was from another planet, man.
Yeah.
What's one of his?
I like Engine Number 9. I like The Last Word in Lonesome Is Me.
Last Word in Lonesome Is Me, Dang Me. And then he did the Trailers for Sale or Rent. Rooms to Let, 50 Cents. And he did... Chug-a-lug.
Yeah.
Makes one holler, hide a hole. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug.
Well, you're going down the street in your big Cadillac. Got girls in the front, got girls in the back. Yeah, way in the back, got money in the sack. Both hands on the wheel and your shoulders right back. Rip, bip, 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 ba do.
Oh, my God.
Yes. What the heck was wrong with him? I'll tell you something, though. Roger Miller was a staff songwriter down in Nashville.
Uh-huh.
And he wrote like 4,000 songs, I mean, all together. And I remember hearing when I was trying to become a songwriter and back in the 70s that he was quoted as saying, "You want to call yourself a songwriter? What did you write today?"
Exactly.
Because he was a staff songwriter for a big publishing company down in Nashville, and he would write 10 songs a day.
Yeah, he's like a machine.
He'd get three or four songs that were in a week's time that were good, but you know, you don't know. I mean, you're following these formulas, and how about the "Can't Roller Skate in the Buffalo Herd"? Can't roller skate in the Buffalo Herd. Do you know that one?
Yeah, sure. I know that one. England Swings.
England swings like a pendulum do. Bob is on bicycles two by two. Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben.
Big Ben.
What about that was cute that you sang a little bit there.
Yeah,
you know,
sorry.
700 people just heard you sing a little bit.
Where you draw the line, huh?
What's the one from Robin Hood that he Robin Hood the cartoon, you know, remember the fox and the bear and oodle-lally, oodle-lally, oodle-lally day? Mm-hmm. You don't remember that one? Do you remember it, Mike?
That was
a Roger Miller, too.
I'm sure I might recognize it if I... actually heard it, but
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, and oh my God, Burns, you tell me, don't you know? He had a bunch of them though, right along there that proved that he was from another planet. I think, you know. You got another one, Annie?
Well, I don't know where you draw the line with what is considered a novelty song. What about like Lucille?
I would say Lucille qualifies as kind of a...
Would you?
Yeah.
Scotch and Soda?
No. Those are songs about loving and losing, you know what I mean?
The Chipmunk Christmas song.
That's a novelty song, yeah.
Yeah?
Okay. Christmas time is... It's actually a pretty song. It's probably not a Christmas... I mean, a novelty song.
Because
the Chipmunks did it, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, I got to go to break and see if we can advertise something
all right.
But I can't believe you called in. Thank you.
Well, sure.
Oh, you're welcome.
Nice talking to you.
Well, nice talking to you. I'll talk to you later. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye bye.
Brian Beebe Show brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Sorrento's Bar and Grill, Sorrento's Italian restaurant. At the Wilderness. We're going to be right back.
MadisonTalks.com is the home of Madison's most creative talk radio. If you have a serious gift of gab, you have stories to share, political, social, or religious positions to express, contact Madison Talks to have your own 60-minute weekly podcast recorded and posted for the world to hear. Have a new book to promote? Madison Talks is the ideal place to promote it. Fly solo or line up guests for your weekly live talk session. When your 60-minute program is finished live streaming, it'll be posted as a podcast to MadisonTalks.com for listening 24/7. Take your message to the world with MadisonTalks.com. Call 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. That's 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. MadisonTalks.com, looking for your creative commentary. You're listening to MadisonTalks.com, stimulating conversation on a variety of subjects and issues that matter. Share your questions, comments, or answers with us at 608-210-1667. Now here's your host on MadisonTalks.com.
The bird is a word. The trash man and the surfing bird. Is that a novelty song or what? I got my son on the line, but I want to tell you one quick story that's a story here that's pretty funny. And I used to tell this one, but I can't remember exactly how it goes, so I'm going to read it. Several men are in the locker of a room of a golf club. A cell phone on a bench rings, and a man picks up the hands-free function on the phone and begins to talk. Everyone else in the room stops to listen. Man says, "Hello?" And then a woman on the other end says, "Hi, honey, it's me. Are you at the club?" He says, "Yeah." She says, "I'm at the mall now, and I found this beautiful leather coat. It's only $1,500. Is it okay if I buy it?" The guy says, "Sure, go ahead, if you like it that much." The woman says, "I also stopped by the Mercedes dealership, and I saw the new models, and I saw one I really liked." The man says, "How much?" He says, "Well, it's $125,000. The man says, "Okay, but for that price, I want it with all the options." She says, "Okay, great. And one more thing. The house I wanted last year is back on the market. They're asking $2,050,000 for it." The man says, "Well, then go ahead. Give them an offer of $1,850,000. They will probably take it. If not, we can go to the extra $200,000 because it's really a good price." The woman says, "Okay, see you later. I love you so much." Man says, "Bye. I love you too." And the man hangs up. The other men in the locker room are staring at him in astonishment, and he turns and asks, "Anybody know whose phone this is?" Anybody know? Yeah, we just got a guy in a lot of trouble. Hey, who's on the phone?
Debbie.
Hey, it's Debbie Foster from way back when.
Hey, Debbie Foster from way back when.
I saw your pod come across my iPad.
Yeah.
And I had to call in with an old story.
Okay.
It involves you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Junior year.
Junior year.
I came into school.
Of high school.
And you were all dressed up.
You and I went to high school together, Debbie? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
all
yeah.
Right, Debbie.
Harlem, definitely. Graduated
sure.
Same year.
Yeah. All right. What's the story? Is it not going to embarrass me or be dirty?
Yeah,
or anything,
a little bit.
All right.
You came to school all dressed up.
Dressed up.
And somebody kept prodding me to ask you, "Why is Brian dressed up?" So I reached across, I tapped you on the shoulder, and I said, "Hey, Brian, why the suit?" You looked at me real serious, and you said, "My sister died. I've got a funeral to go to." I looked at you, totally devastated, didn't know what to say, and you busted up laughing.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Debbie, that couldn't have been me.
Oh, heavens, no. You were always pulling jokes like that.
I know, but I first of all, I did never have a suit. And second of all, I wouldn't. That's cruel, isn't it?
It was.
It was cruel. That couldn't have been me. Hey, Debbie, do you think you could identify one of those old TV shows of themes if I sang it for you?
I can try.
How about this one? This is an easier one. Ready? There isn't any isn't any prizes, so if you get it right.
That's okay. We'll hope that my brain works today.
Ready? Da 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 da.
Of course, Dick Van Dyke.
All right, there you go. Dick Van Dyke Show, that's right. Well, thanks for calling, hon. Are you calling from Rockford?
Thank you.
Or where are you?
Oh, no, I'm in Florida.
Oh, you're in Florida. Watching us on Facebook?
Yes,
I am. Oh, fun. Well, that's fun.
Certainly.
Thanks for calling in, hon.
Okay, well, you take it easy.
All right.
Fun.
Bye-bye.
Good luck. Bye-bye.
You got my son on the phone there?
Sure do.
Yeah.
Are you there, Joe?
What's going on?
I don't know. We're just hanging out, trying a new time slot. It works better for you because you don't get up till 2 in the afternoon, do you? Yeah. How you holding up, man? Happy birthday, by the way. For he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow. For, did you hear any of that the other night? What was it, Monday? Monday night? Yeah. Probably wasn't any shots going down or anything, was there? Any shots going down or anything? Oh, yeah, that... Yeah, well, you only turn... I'm not going to tell them how old you are, because that'll tell them how old I am. But you... are you 22? 21? Wow, that's a big one, man. That's a big one. Yeah. Well, you know, yeah, you got it. You got any cute jokes for us, man? Is it dirty? Huh? Yeah, you get to tell it to the kids all the time. All right. All right, what is it? All right. How much does a pirate charge to pierce each ear? Hmm. I don't know. A buccaneer! Mike saw that coming. He was right there with the drums. Ha, ha, ha! Yeah, a knee slapper. Yeah. Hey, you want to hear my pirate joke, or you got another one? Okay, what? Go. I didn't hear that one. What'd you say? What is a pirate's favorite letter? I can see this coming down the street. What is it? Arr. I can't.
One more time?
Oh, you're breaking up, man. Oh, the C is a C. Yeah. You set me up there for that one. Yeah. Hey, well, here's one you can tell on the boat, man. Why don't seagulls fly over the bay? Because then they'd be bay gulls. you can use that one, man. How about this one? Now, there's a guy goes off, he wants to become a pirate, okay? And he goes off to pirate school. And a couple weeks later, his buddies see him walking down the street, and he's got a peg leg and a hook for a hand and a patch over one eye. And they said, wow, what happened to you? You got to go through all that to become a pirate? He said, no, it was really a series of freak accidents. They said, what happened to your leg? Well, we were out to sea, and the anchor chain got wrapped around it and tore. So there wasn't much of it left. I just had him put the peg on there. And they said, that's terrible. What happened to your hand? Well, I was sharpening a harpoon, and I slipped, and it took a bunch of it off, so I just had him put the hook on there. And so they said, that's terrible, too. What happened to your eye? He said, well, we were out to sea, and I looked up, and just then a seagull let one go right in my eye. And they said, well, that's bad, but it's not terrible. It wouldn't put your eye out. He said, it would if you only had your hook on for 2 days. Yeah, so the hook took out the eye. There's got to be some more pirate ones here, but I can't think. Boat jokes. Boats aren't funny, though. Pirates are funny. And there's a new... Pirates of the Caribbean movie coming out. Hmm. So you're back in business, man. Hey, yeah, just went, where's my glasses? I keep taking them off, and then as soon as I do, I need them. A little kid joke. You know, these are the funniest ones. What do you call a frog that's illegally parked? Toad. The neighbors see little Nancy filling in a big hole in their yard. Neighbor says, "What are you doing?" Nancy says, "My goldfish died." And the neighbor says, "Well, that's a pretty big hole for a goldfish. And she says, "That's because it was inside of your cat." here's a boat joke, man. That poor lady, her husband died, and she went to the newspaper to put an obituary in the paper, right? And they said, it's $20 a word. And she said, "Well, that's a lot. Just put in there, Bob died." And the guy from the newspaper says, "No, that isn't much of an obituary. Why don't you, here, take three words for free on me." And she says, "Okay, put in there, Bob died, boat for sale." How about that? Bob died, boat for sale. Hey, Joe, why didn't Han Solo enjoy his steak dinner? It was chewy. Oh, my God. I don't know if I can go back to these novelty songs. The jokes are too sweet. Holiday jokes. I took out one of the computers and when I was really heavy, I did a lot of fat jokes. You know, I'm still fat, but I did an album called "Total Eclipse of My Shoes." Total eclipse of my shoes. You know you're overweight if you step on your dog's tail and it dies. Yeah, I know. He lost $100,000 in Vegas, and that was just at the buffet table. All right. I'm bulimic, but I just keep forgetting to throw up. I think I used that one time. Jay Leno said one time, overweight people now outnumber average people. So doesn't that make overweight the average now?
Yeah.
Yeah. And like last month you were overweight, now you're average. Let's go have pizza. You know, you're not overweight anymore. So. What else, Joe? Man, you're a music fan. Is there any new songs that you'd consider to be, you know, goofy enough to be novelty songs or not? They don't do that anymore, do they? How about this one? You were a little tyke when this one was big, and it was a big hit, but it's a novelty song. You ready? Rubber ducky, you're the one. Now we're having so much fun. Rubber ducky, you're my favorite friend indeed. Huh? Yeah. Yeah, that's because... Well, maybe, but you know why I think that is? I think that's because people that are big fans of Led Zeppelin and AC/DC are the ones buying the luxury cars
in
now.
In a position to actually buy.
They're the ones that got the money enough to buy $80,000 cars because they're older now, you know? Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, there's something to that. They don't write any good cruising songs these days.
Well, they don't, huh? Well, don't you think...
Maybe country.
Yeah, country probably. Yeah. She knew all the tunes. I'll tell you a story about your mom. Just before, about the time Rob was born, your older brother, we were sitting in our apartment, and and the Kmart ad come on TV, and we're your mom and me were sitting on the couch, and she starts grooving to this Kmart ad. I can't remember the music of it now, but it was like this, and I said to her, "Boy, I got to get you out more. You know, I got to you're grooving to the Kmart ad here in the on the couch here at home," and we both laughed about that for years after that. Man, she or maybe McDonald's, you know, "You deserve a break today, so get up and get away to McDonald's." Remember that one? That was really a long time ago. And she'd be grooving on the couch. And I said, "Boy, we got to get out dancing pretty soon. You know, I can't have you grooving to the Kmart ads on the." Yeah. Oh, how about that? I'm loving it, but see, now that's not I wouldn't say that's a novelty song, because that's a love song, right? It's really kind of about grooving with somebody else, right? But was it called "I'm Loving It"? Oh, it wasn't even the name of the song. This is about 10 years ago. And boy, but he's had a bunch of hits. Wouldn't you love to have his money, man? Yeah,
probably.
He does. he doesn't even need the money he makes it nowadays, man. Yeah. No, and the rest of the life after that, or his kids and grandkids' life, man. Yeah, trust funds for everybody. Huh? Yeah, I all you'd need is one song. And I told myself that for years, if I could just get one big one, you know, and then just relax the rest of my life. Jeez, you could make money the rest of your life off of a song. Like 10 minutes, Roy Orbison wrote Pretty Woman in 10 minutes. Pretty Woman. Pretty Woman, talk a while. You know that one? Ba-da-da-da-da. And that's still on the radio. He still gets money. Other people record it. Van Halen had a big hit with it that still plays. Yeah. Imagine just writing that one song. Then you'd be done. Yeah. I remember back in the 80s, Joe, I read someplace that Paul McCartney, the Beatles, was on his publishing alone was making $5,000 an hour, 24 hours a day. Just on the publishing. That's not record sales or concerts or anything. And that's back in the 80s, you know. So he's got all that money and then some. Hey, Joe, we're going to go to break here. Thanks for calling in, man. Always a pleasure. I love you. Talk to you soon. Yeah, you too, man. Hey, it's Brian Beebe on MadisonTalks.com. Streaming live on Facebook and brought to you once again by Monk's Bar and Grill, 6 locations in Wisconsin, and Sorrento's at the Wilderness. And by the way, I'm going to be playing tonight in Madison and Fitchburg at me and Julio's, too, and hope they'll be a sponsor here soon. Anyway, we'll be right back.
MadisonTalks.com is the home of Madison's most creative talk radio.
If you have a serious gift of gab, you have stories to share, political, social, or religious positions to express, contact Madison Talks to have your own 60-minute weekly podcast recorded and posted for the world to hear. Have a new book to promote? Madison Talks is the ideal place to promote it. Fly solo or line up guests for your weekly live talk session. When your 60-minute program is finished live streaming, it'll be posted as a podcast to MadisonTalks.com for listening 24/7. Take your message to the world with MadisonTalks.com. Call 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. That's 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. MadisonTalks.com. Looking for your creative commentary. You're listening to MadisonTalks.com, stimulating conversation on a variety of subjects and issues that matter. Share your questions, comments, or answers with us at 608-210-1667. Now here's your host on MadisonTalks.com.
Da-da-da. They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, he-he-he-he. The funny farm where all is amazing and basket weaving. And remember that one?
Hey, didn't you work there or something?
No. That was the psychiatric unit of the hospital. That wasn't the funny farm. But almost, man. Wooly Bully, how about, you don't remember this one, but hello, mother, hello, father.
I remember that one.
Here I am at Camp Granada. You remember Leonard Skinner? He got Toman poisoning last night after dinner. You know, take me home. I promise I will not make noise or fill the house with other boys. Oh, please don't make me stay. I've been here one whole day.
Yeah.
The kid at camp. We talked about Roger Miller, Ahab the Arab, Guitarzan and the Streak. We got those ones, Snoopy versus the Red Baron. Remember those in the 60s? Snoopy was fighting the Red Baron. Disco Duck. Who's on the phone, man?
We have Ed.
Ed?
Your friend Ed.
Yeah. My friend Ed? Is this Ed Legg?
It sure is.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. How you doing?
How you doing?
Are you up in the Dells?
Yes. Yes, we're having a little storming up here, man.
Don't do it. Just tell it to quit.
Okay, I think Cover the Rolling Stone was a good one with Dr. Hook.
Yep, Dr. Hook.
That was in middle school when that one came out, and yeah. I think that kind of was...
It's amazing how many younger people, Ed, still ask for that song. They like that one.
Really?
Well, we're big rock singers. We got sing it with me. Golden Fingers, and we're loved everywhere we go. We sing about beauty and we sing about truth at $10,000.
$10,000 a show.
Turn down your radio, man. You're delaying. How about this?
Am I really? Sorry.
Yeah, just all right. Here we go again. I got a freaky old lady named Cocaine Katie
who
embroiders on my jeans. I got my poor old gray haired daddy. Driving my limousine.
Am I better?
No, you're still
is that better?
You're still half a line behind, but that's okay.
We're
not singing anymore.
I'll go upstairs.
Then we got a lot of little teenage blue-eyed groupies who'll do anything we say. We got
a genuine Indian guru
teaching us a better way. Yeah, that's us, man. Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road. Do you remember that one, Eddie?
Yes, sir.
Loudon Wainwright.
That's
III.
Loudon Wainwright, yeah.
Weird Al, he had a ton of them. How about Eat It?
Oh, yeah.
All the Weird Al ones, man.
Every Weird Al song.
Every Weird Al
song. That is true.
Born in East L.A. Remember that one where Cheech and Chong did it? Born in the USA, but it was born in East L.A. Born in East L.A. Hey, what else is going on with you, man? I haven't talked to you for a couple of weeks.
I know. Well, we're starting to kick into the... We've got the cars coming up to the Dells this week, this weekend. Are you going to be playing?
Auto Motion.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm scheduled to, play, Ed, but you know how how out of control that whole scene got last year?
Yes, it did.
And if the, if the cars just go streaming by Sorrento's, it's really hard to get in and out of there. I mean, I hope that they get it under control a little bit this year.
Well, they're bringing in the emergency management from Wisconsin to help them. So, and they've made some passed some laws about riding in the back of your pickup truck.
Yeah, there was a bunch of that going on, and you know it was so wild. Guys just in the back of the pickup truck, and I shouldn't say this because we want people to come up there and enjoy AutoMotion. It started out as a 1,000 classic cars in the parking lot at Noah's Ark, and people could just go through and see them all, and it was wonderful. They're driving up and down the road. People would get their lawn chairs out and sit at the side of the road and watch these classic cars go up and down the road. But it got too big last year. There was too many people that were just up there.
The weather was too nice last year. I think it may not be quite as good this year, the weather.
There was a lot of people that just came to race hell and not really didn't care anything about the cars, seeing the cars. They just wanted to, you know, make the scene.
A group of kids in the back of a pickup truck in a swimming pool got pulled over last year.
Well, now see I kind of liked that idea. And they put the tarp in there and filled it with water and went up and down the road.
There you go.
That's cool. But the ones that are just sitting back there drinking beer and throwing the cans out on the street, you can have them.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Hey, do you remember back when we were kids, the radio stations would make these composite records, like they'd take a Joe Friday and a Dragnet sort of a theme, and then stuff it with little snippets of hit songs from the charts, you know. It was really fun, and they used to do that every month or two. You'd hear one, you know, or maybe, I don't know, three times a year, and it would be all the top songs jammed in there like dialogue. Do you remember what? I wish I could.
Yeah, I do.
That was fun.
Did they call it a montage?
Yeah, kind of like. That's what it was. And it was, you know, usually a stupid, like a Superman episode or something. And Superman had to, and then Lois Lane would say, and this is dedicated to the one I love, you know, and Superman would reply, Be my baby, my one and only baby. You know what I mean? It was just they were fun as can be, and that's a novelty record.
Mr. Jaws.
Huh?
Mr. Jaws.
Mr. Jaws did it too. Yeah, I remember that too. And that was 77 or 8, because Jaws came out in 76. What's another good novelty song? Or you want to try a TV theme, Ed? I'll give you a TV.
You know what?
Theme.
I do. I want the Jimmy Castor Bunch, and I can't remember the name of the song, but I think it might have been Troglodyte.
Yeah.
What was the name of that song? Oh,
there was Troglodyte. It was the Israelites, too. That was Desmond Dekker. And Desmond Dekker back in the 60s. The Israelites. The Israelites. That was like the first reggae song to ever hit the charts, you know. Troglodyte. Yeah, I remember that. And I remember the Jimmy Castor Bunch, but I don't remember how it went. Do you?
It was like a caveman song. It was about the same. It was about sixth grade that came out for me.
A funny one, yeah. Yeah.
It was kind of strange.
Mm-hmm.
And it had kind of a funk background.
I'm gonna give you a fairly easy one because you're younger than I am. You ready for a TV theme that you might?
Yes.
Okay. Any idea?
It's not Star Trek, is it?
Nope.
Is it Star Trek?
dun, 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 dun. Gunsmoke, man.
Mm. Oh, God, that is a good one.
Yeah, 20 years you heard that one every Saturday night, man.
That's right. Was it on Saturday night?
Yeah, it was. When I was a kid, anyway. Might have moved over. How about this one? This is an easy one. I want to get you to, you can get one. Dun 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 dun.
Bonanza.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
I knew you'd get that one, man. Hey, we got somebody else on the phone here. Just who called in?
Erica.
Erica.
Oh, the lovely Erica.
I suppose she's lovely. I don't know who she is.
She is.
Erica, hello.
Hi, Brian.
Hi.
I suppose she's lovely.
Ooh.
Yes, it's Erica from the Retrospect.
Hey, Erica from the Retrospects. You are lovely. You are lovely, and you got soul, man. You got plenty of soul. Hi.
Yes, she does.
Hi. Well, you guys were talking about a few songs that are a little past my my age range, but earlier you had mentioned something. You had said that all you needed was one song.
Right.
And I tell you, Brian, that has always been my dream, to be a one-hit wonder.
Yeah. Wouldn't you just love to dip in and dip out? I mean, just get in there and get...
Oh, it'd be great. Get oblivion and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's... You wonder what happens to these people who have the big hits. Well, that's what they do.
Followed by the paparazzi.
No, they just retire to the country estate.
Drop in the Northwoods.
Yeah, and they just have all they need. They just go to the bank and get another big handful of money whenever they need it. And that's
maybe do Dancing with the Stars.
That was my...
You know, if you're bored.
Hey, Ed, have you ever heard the Retrospects?
I've heard Erica, and I've seen video of them.
Yeah,
and I feel like I have heard them, even though I haven't actually seen them live.
Erica, you know your guitar player, Kurt Quickle, is playing with me tonight at me and Julio's.
I do. Unfortunately, I am not going to be able to make that one, but there's still.
I guess
no, there's still hope.
I don't want to hear any lame excuses.
Is there a drum set up there?
No, in fact, there's hardly room for us, man. But you could bring some sort of a cocktail drum set
shakers. If
you wanted to. Yeah, shakers or what do they call that one drum that's all in one? Kind of a Hindu thing that you can play at all different parts of the drum and it has all different sounds on it.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
that
you
sounds
do too.
Freaky.
Happy drum?
Yeah, it's like a gourd. It's like a big gourd with a skin on the top, and you can play different drum parts on different sides.
Okay. Parts of it. I think a cocktail drum sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get that. Maybe I'll have one. Put one of those in my car and just show up.
I want to say, Erica is one of the most soulful little fire plugs, spark plugs that fronts any band anywhere. She's in the Retrospects, and they do classic rock, just like the band plays like almost note for note every song that they do, and then she steps out there and really lets it fly with the soulful Joss Stone things and Aretha Franklin things. And she comes in and sings with me every once in a while, and we do "Looking Out on the Morning Rain." I used to feel so uninspired. Remember? Love that song. What else do we sing?
Yeah, we gotta do that soon, Brian.
Yeah, well, come on.
Summer is a coming.
Come on out tonight.
Well, we'll see. I, you know, I work for myself now, which you know. You would imagine that I work less, but that's not the case. So.
Well, I know, but we're only doing 2 hours. I mean, you can go anywhere you want after we're done. All right?
Is that in Fitchburg?
Yeah.
Where you're going to be?
South.
So you're going to just hang out down there and lurk around?
Lurk around?
Now and then?
Lurk?
No, actually, I have a, you know, no, I have to get back down there. Because as soon as I'm done here, I'll be kind of time to get down there. But anyway, no, I don't lurk, Ed, just so you know.
Just want to make sure.
How often do you guys play at me and Julio?
This is the last one forever.
the last one forever?
No. Oh. I mean, they want me to play some more, but it's, you know, I gave up one of my nights off, which I don't particularly like doing.
Sure.
Yeah, but anyway, Erica, cool. Thank you for calling in.
Absolutely. This is really fun. I think this is a great idea. Now the most electrifying man in Dell's entertainment right.
Ooh.
On my radio.
Nice.
That's
right.
I'm going to give you a quick. I'm going to give you a quick TV theme to identify. Okay, ready? Erica.
Me? Okay.
Yeah. This is an old one, but you can still hear this one a lot. Ready? Da 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 da.
Oh, Hawaii
50. Yep. Yep.
Oh, did
With
I get
company.
It?
Yeah, that was an easy one because yeah, I knew you're a young.
It was easy.
You're
you
a youngster.
Take it easy on me.
You're a youngster. I don't know. How about, you know, I don't know any of the new shows. I haven't watched TV for years and years. But
yeah,
thanks for calling in, darling.
Absolutely.
Thanks for
the
kind words.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right.
Maybe I'll see you
bye,
tonight.
Erica.
Okay.
Bye.
Are we going off here pretty quick? All right. I better tell a couple more quick jokes. I wanted to tell this one about the. Oh, where is it? Here, this is a pretty one, a cool story about a guy gets into a taxi cab, okay? Walks out to the street, catches a taxi, and the cabbie says, "Perfect timing, you're just like Frank." And the passenger says, "Who?" He says, "Frank Feldman. He's a guy who did everything right all the time, like my coming along and you needed a cab. Things happen like that to Frank Feldman every single time." And the passenger says, "There's always a few clouds over everybody." He says, "Not Frank Feldman. He was a terrific athlete. He could have won the Grand Slam at tennis. He could have golfed with pros. He sang like an opera baritone, danced like a Broadway star. You could have heard him play the piano. You should have heard him play the piano. He was an amazing guy." And the passenger says, "Sounds like he was really something special." And the cab driver says, "Well, there's more. He had a memory like a computer. He remembered everybody's birthday. He knew all about wine, which foods to order, which fork to eat them with. He could fix anything. Not like me. I mean, I change a fuse and the whole street blacks out. But Frank Feldman, he could do everything right." Passenger says, "Wow, some guy then." Cabbie says, he always knew the quickest way to go in traffic and avoid traffic jams. Not like me. I always seem to get stuck in them. But Frank, he never made a mistake. He was he knew how to treat a woman. He made her feel good. He would never answer her back, even if she was in the wrong. And his clothing was always immaculate, shoes always highly polished. He was the perfect man. He never made a mistake. No one could ever measure up to Frank Feldman." Passenger says, "An amazing fellow. How did you meet him?" The cabbie says, "Well, I actually never met Frank. He died. I'm married to his frickin' widow." Are we out?
Very well done.
That's one that's it's a long ways to go for not much, but there it is. I like those jokes where you tell them forever and then they just a minute.
You are correct.
Hey, Eddie, you got to get down here and be my Ed McMahon one of these days
okay,
again.
Okay, I'm coming. Let's
All
do
right.
it next week.
Brian Beebe Show on MadisonTalks.com and sponsored once again by Monk's Bar and Grill and Sorrento's Italian Restaurant up in the Dells. So thank you to Mike Brockenfeld, to the control room. He's going to bring his guitar next week. I'm going to bring my keyboard, and we're going to have some fun. Anyway, see you later.